around the field. And, Bernard, I know you're coming in.
This is Journey, the floor supervisor. How can I help you?
Who is this? Hello?
Yes.
Who is this again?
The floor supervisor.
What's your name?
Journey.
Janie? You said
yes.
Janie?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Janie, you have a Shamika or Shamika or whoever worked there that talked to the other tow driver, and she told them that it was going to be unattended because the I had to sit there and wait in Graceville, Florida, for them to come, and they couldn't tow it. I stay in Alabama. I got girls at home. They got to go to school tomorrow. They're in the bed now, but I can't stay there all night for waiting on another tow truck. And they told me it was going to be 4 to 5 minutes coming out of Alabama to Florida, which I had to head to Alabama. And she said she told them, was it okay for me to leave? And they didn't need my key. She said they told her yes. And she said the lady name was Shamika, Shamika, whoever, before they left. And then somebody going to call me, talking about leave a waiver. I'm saying something about a waiver fee or something, leaving my car there. No, I'm not saying I'm waiving nothing because they told me I can leave it there.
Yes, you can leave your vehicle unattended, but if you're not agreeing to waive liability, we can't tow the vehicle.
Okay, well, why they didn't call me while I was there to tell me that? They talked to her, and she said she told them I was leaving, and it wasn't nothing about no waiver fee or anything.
Well, there's not a fee. You just have to agree to
waive
the
liability. Well, I waived anything. My liability when I got stuff in my vehicle. But I could not wait another 45 minutes for another tow truck to come, which I was sitting there that whole time. The police came while we were sitting there.
Yes, ma'am. Well, if you're not agreeing to waive the liability, then we would just have to do the tow when you're able to be with the vehicle.
Oh, hell no. Because how the hell am I supposed to get back to Graceville when I had to catch a ride to get back home? And my car's sitting there. So how am I going to have to wait another day or tomorrow for somebody, a tow truck to come when a tow truck's supposed to be on its way up there to pick up my car?
Yeah. I'm at the five-star, man.
Hello? What's the point of me paying for tow and all that shit on my insurance when, actually, if that wouldn't happen, I wouldn't have had to use it. And I'm paying for that, that tow service, when you can't use it when you need it. Not for real. I'm not understanding this.
Yeah, because out there, I swear to God, all single.
Hello? Hello?
One moment.
Yeah.
They're going to
stop the damn talk. Really? Are they fucking serious? What kind of bullcrap is this?
And I'm going back to the house. That's what she just said. She said she's going to stop at Chevron down the street.
Why don't you write that to your uncle? You don't know his wife.
You heard her?
I ain't going to no fucking Graceville. They're going to tow my car. Dump that. I'm not going to, no. The hell, I got to sit there and wait on them to come for them to tow the car.
I think you're going to leave about 5 or 10 minutes. Nah, you can leave. You can go. I'm leaving out of the fucking thing now. I got the cash. But I'm writing.
All right, ma'am. So, unfortunately, if you're not with the vehicle or agreeing to waive the liability, we wouldn't be able to proceed with the tow.
That's some fucking bullshit. You know that? This is really some bullshit. I already did if I would have sat down about 1 hour, 30 minutes for a fucking tow truck to come. This do not make any sense. Oh, yeah, of course I'm changing this thing because this is some bullshit. No, I already paid for this fucking money.
You pay for all the money.
Exactly.
Okay.
But then turn around and gonna tell me since I... No.
They're putting on a flatbed.
Because the tow truck can't tow it.
Okay.
So now I got... They won't even tow the truck if I'm not fucking there.
They're gonna put on a flatbed
when you're not... They're not gonna tow it at all.
Yeah, they will.
Somebody's
gonna do some shit.
Hello.
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 Okay, she's saying not gonna tow the vehicle if she's not there.
She's not agreeing to waive the liability, so we wouldn't be able to proceed with the tow. If she agrees to waive the liability, we can tow the vehicle.
No, because I just said that.
Correct or no?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Okay, did you speak with the tow company that came with the regular tow truck?
I don't have to speak with the towing company. You have to agree to waive the liability to do the tow. We can't tow it unless you're agreeing to waive the liability since no one's with the vehicle.
Yeah, he tried to I'll be with the vehicle. How long is it going to be before the vehicle get there?
Okay, so you're agreeing to waive the liability?
No. But if I'm there with the vehicle, then I don't have to waive no liability.
Okay. And will you need to ride with the tow truck?
No, we don't need no ride.
Okay. What's the address of where the vehicle's located? Where is the vehicle located?
Y'all don't know where the vehicle's located. Hold on.
Look in your notes. I'm sure it's been documented.
What's the address of where the vehicle's located?
You just never had a tow truck come to the vehicle. You know the address. Look in your notes. Somebody do their research. Let's talk to a supervisor. This only makes sense.
But again, they didn't send no flat there, but I would have still been sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the address of where you're located.
Okay. Okay. Now, what we need right now, like we're in this building. Listen. You have the address of the vehicle is.
I do not have the address of where the vehicle is. I need the address of where the vehicle is.
Look in the notes, ma'am.
No.
How is it not in the notes and they sent a tow truck to where the vehicle is already?
I'm showing that we don't have anyone on the way that you're setting up the service now.
No, we are.
Let me call Daniel back. Let me call pit crew back.
I got it right here. Listen, I'm trying to be the logical one, and you're not doing your job as far as seeing where the vehicle is. Now, the vehicle has already been seen by one tow truck company that would not tow the vehicle because it would be more damage to pull it that way than on the flatbed. So how do you not know where the vehicle is my question. If you see one tow company already.
Hey, I got a question for you. I'm on the phone with these folks about supposed to be sitting in a flatbed.
So can you tell me how you not know where the vehicle is?
In a flatbed.
I'm showing that the agent just sent you over to me that y'all are trying to set up a service, so I'll need the location of where the vehicle is located.
It should be in the notes in your account. All this stuff has been documented.
Yes, ma'am. That's not in the notes, so if you guys can't give me the address, I'll have to let you guys go because this is an emergency line.
Oh, my God. She said let us go. This lady gets sick. She said, okay, look, lady.
On this phone now, the insurance tow people that I'm supposed to call when I need a tow. I'm on the phone with the previous tow people that came to see my vehicle. That she talked to a Shanika, whoever she was, and they're supposed to be sitting in a flatbed. Now you telling me you don't have the address to my vehicle. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes, ma'am. I can send a text message to get your latitude and longitude coordinates.
You see that? She got to get a text message to send my longitude and latitude. I'm with Mrs. John Wyatt. What's your name?
Sarah.
Okay. I don't know if she can. Okay, Miss Lady that I'm on the phone with on my phone, what is your name?
My name is Janie.
Janie. Okay. Miss Sarah, she here, because I got both on my speaker. Miss Sarah, she's saying that she don't have the address to my vehicle.
Okay. I can provide that address. That's interesting because it were dispatched out.
Okay.
So that address is at 5361 Cotton Street in Greensville, Florida.
But she said she had to send a flatbed. You talked to somebody about sending a flatbed where my vehicle at, right? She's saying that she got to send a flatbed to that area. So I would have still been sitting up there for 40 minutes, 45 minutes that they supposed to have came and they didn't come.
Yeah, because
she got. Yeah, thank you. But she's telling me now they got to send a flatbed. And then I got to go back up there to my car. Or if I don't go back up there to my car, they can't send it to a flatbed.
Yeah, the address that they dispatched about to earlier in the notes, the PO, mentioned that there's a bingo hall, and I think we legally they had the detailed notes on the location.
Well, this lady on the phone, Jamie, saying they don't even have the information where my car is.
And I spoke with them at 1:39, so an hour ago I spoke with them.
And she's telling me she got a Cineflex flight bid.
And it should have already been there for
right.
It should have been there
20
minutes ago.
Yeah. So that's what I'm not understanding. And she can't give me no answers. Ms. Janie, are you still on the phone?
Yes. Does the provider have a PO number?
Yes, I do. I have two POs. One is our GOA and one is the original PO. The original PO is 601-3831.
Okay, one moment.
But you couldn't find the information for me. Ms. Sarah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now they're telling me I'm going to have to go back to Graceville. Ain't this some bullcrap?
Why do you have to go back?
Because she said I can't leave my car unattended without saving, doing the waiver thing. But when you talked to him, it was all right for me to leave?
Yeah. I specifically said I was still on speaker with you. If there's any issues, to let me go off there. And she, the different lady, not the one you're speaking to. The prior lady had advised that everything was good to go. And everything was good. But you said that there was a digital dispatch that she was sending y'all out trying to find who the new provider was, and it sounded like it was already responded to.
Now she's telling me I got to go back to Graceville. She got to send a flatbed. And I made it all the way to Dothan.
Yeah, it's a whole different state.
But the flatbed was coming from Alabama.
Well, that's ironic.
You're right. Oh, my God. And like I said, my girl's at the house. And they can. They in the bed asleep. But still, I should have been home. I got off of work at 11:30. And this was Dan still looking for that TO number.
Yeah, sure,
I'll try to get it. Oh, my God. They got me hot and frustrated right now. This guy had to ride right back to Graceville. This is unbelievable. And then, if I get there before the tow truck, that's going to be in some mobile.